This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. The number of fatalities caused by the Redwood Valley fire has risen to 9 after 17-year-old Redwood Valley resident Cressa Shepherd died at a Sacramento area hospital last night. The Press Democrat reports that doctors removed Shepherd from the ventilator that had helped keep her alive after she was severely burned by the fire and then undergone an amputation of both of her severely burned legs. The Redwood Valley fire turned into a nightmare for the Shepherd family as they first attempted to flee the fast-moving flames by car and then on foot. Cressa's younger brother, Kai Shepherd, was one of the first victims of the fire, and the tragedy only deepens. The parents of the two dead teenagers, John and Sarah Shepherd, both suffered severe burns and have not yet recovered sufficiently enough to be told of the deaths of their children. Recovery efforts for those who lost homes and property to wildfires in Mendocino County are in full swing. The Mendocino County Community Fund has raised more than $700,000 to aid fire victims, and more than $50,000 has already been distributed. Impacted residents can also apply for funding from the North Bay Fire Relief Fund, which has raised more than $14 million in the past 3 weeks. Money from that fundraising effort is also being used to provide students with $250 gift cards to replace school supplies and clothing lost in the fires. Also, the Good Farm Fund has been established to assist Mendocino County farmers, and the inaugural Mendocino County Homebrew Festival, scheduled for Saturday, will raise money for local farmers. There are 3 other events scheduled for Saturday that will raise money for county residents affected by wildfires as well. Until the calendar ticked over to October, California was having an average fire season. But when fires erupted in Mendocino County and the North Bay, that changed very quickly. CAL FIRE reports that so far this year, more than 550,000 acres have burned in state responsibility areas, up sharply from a year ago, when through the entire fire season, just 244,000 acres burned. Fires burned to the north, east, and then on October 9th, the south, when the Redwood and Potter Valley fires got going. When you add in the fires that burned on federal lands this year, the total acreage burned climbs to more than 1.3 million, and that's just California. Oregon saw nearly 600,000 acres burn as well, with the largest fire of the season located in Curry County, where the Chetco Bar Fire scorched some 120,000 acres and at one point directly threatened the city of Brookings. In local Chamber of Commerce news, the Fortuna Chamber held its annual trick-or-treat event in coordination with downtown businesses today, and children were able to gather their candy at businesses in Redwood Village this afternoon. Cities from Garberville to Arcata have scheduled various Halloween activities over the next 2 days as well, and in Arcata, city officials will close down the plaza tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock in preparation of tomorrow night's festivities. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.